Tefillah for Life, Shir 681, Monday and Tuesday, Parashiyas Chukas Balak. The next pasuk in Mizmar L'Sayda, and we have to remember that this Mizmar is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a question that people struggle with. I get this question many times. The Rebbeinu Shalom does something good for me, did something good for me, or he's constantly doing good things for me, and I want to demonstrate my appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What can I do to respond to the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me? And truthfully, every healthy Yid should feel like that. How can I respond to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me? The Chovos Avavos goes so far to say that this is the basis of all Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is built on the concept of recognizing the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you. To feel compelled to respond because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did such good for you. For example, a person gives Meiser or Chaimish, like we discussed in Shirim. Chaimish guarantees a person to become wealthy, like the Vilna Gaon says. But when a person gives Meiser or Chaimish, he's giving it because he made more money. That means if you make $100, you give $10 Meiser. Or $20 chaimish. If you make $1,000, you have to give $100 meiser or $200 chaimish. And the more you make, the more you're matzliach, the more you give to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's built in to the Avodah. That's the way the Rebbeinu Shalom set up Avodas Hashem in the aspect of tzedakah, of meiser. There's other areas like that. Person buys a house, has many rooms. You have to put up mezuzahs on every room. You're a zeicha to have another room, to have a bigger house. You need more mezuzahs. A person who lives in Eretz Yisrael and grows things, you have to give truma, you have to give meiser. It's all commensurate to how much you get. A person gets married, Baruch Hashem, he has responsibilities towards his wife. The Torah gives him responsibilities. Chazal give him responsibilities. A person has children. A person has responsibilities towards his children. Whether it's a son, starts with a bris milah, you have to teach him Torah, it's very expensive. You have to raise him properly, it takes effort. Daughters, also you have to put investment in to raise them properly. The Chovos Avavos says that based on what a person gets, that's how much he has to respond. And he goes so far to say that if a person has less, in a certain sense he should be happier because his responsibility is less. The Rebbeinu Shlalom will not demand from a person that's only making $100,000 a year the same that he's demanding of a person that's making $10 million a year. Because you have to respond commensurate to what the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you. That is the basis of Avodas Hashem, the Chovos Avavos says. So when we approach Mizmar L'Sayda, and when we try to understand what the objective of Mizmar L'Sayda is, this is the point. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me something, I have a responsibility to reciprocate. But I don't just have a responsibility, I want to reciprocate. I know deep down that that's the right thing to do. If the Rebbeinu Shalom gives me good, by default, the only way properly to respond is to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. But why do I give him back? That's the question. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, continue this discussion.